Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's camp. Today, I'm wearing a Chicago Cubs New Era 5950 with a 1962 All-Star Game side patch purchased from Hat Club. We already discussed today's subject on May 15th, the date of his 1938 debut with the Kansas City Monarchs, and I don't often circle back to someone a second time. But there's so much more to recall, not just in terms of his accomplishments, but the impact this man had on so many lives in baseball and beyond. It's November 13th, recognized by the Missouri General Assembly as Buck O'Neill Day. The grandson of a slave, John Jordan O'Neill, was born in Sarasota, Florida on this date in 1911. Buck's autobiography was titled, I Was Right on Time, reinforcing his belief that he wasn't born too early and that he lived in the era that he should have lived in, despite all the doors that were closed to him as a black man born 113 years ago. Despite a lifetime of inequalities, Buck chose to find the bright side in every situation, encapsulated by this quote posted today by the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, which Buck helped found and whose first chairman he served as. Don't feel sorry for us. I feel sorry for your fathers and your mothers because they didn't get to see us play. I chose this hat not because the 62 All-Star Game at Wrigley should have been the one and only time Mickey Mantle played at the friendly confines, a game he missed due to injury. No, I chose it because Buck was the first black on-field coach in the majors named to the role on May 29th of '62, more than 15 years after Jackie's debut in Brooklyn.